720 WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Amy Guth here on the Red Eye Remix on this Saturday night. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. We always love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Now, maybe you heard that Spike Lee is planning to do a movie about some violence issues here in Chicago, specifically black-on-black violence here in the city. And maybe you heard that he wants to call it Chi-Raq, C-H-I-R-A-Q, Chi-Raq. And I guess it's a catchy name, but some people have a problem with it. One of those individuals is Aisha Butler. She is the president of an organization called the Resident Association of Greater Inglewood, also known as RAGE.
Right.
Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm good to be here. Happy to be here.
Nice to see you. And this issue, you know, Chi-Raq, I got to say, I know you're not a fan of the name. I'm not a fan of the name either.
Right.
And it seems like, I don't know when this name surfaced, but it went national pretty quickly, didn't
it? Right, right. Yeah, you know, the name has been out for quite a while. It actually seemed to be dying down. Uh-huh. Really, in terms of the neighborhood, we heard it way more before, but now it's kind of resurfacing again. And I think because of the movie and because all of this kind of press, it's kind of out there all over again. So people are calling Chicago Chi-Raq again,
right?
Using it again.
Now, the issue that he's trying to cover of black-on-black violence in mm-hmm. these communities in Chicago, that's not what you have the problem with.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't. As I said in the Red Eye, it's an issue that definitely needs to be explored in terms of what's happening. I think we have to go deeper. You know, how are young people getting access to guns, and what is really fundamentally happening within them that this is the type of behavior that's happening? But just the name, I think it just paints a picture of the whole entire city and definitely paints Inglewood in a negative light. And as you probably already know, we have enough of that.
Right. And you know that, I think, and I've talked about this before on the radio, I think it's crazy how we have this narrative of Inglewood that the only thing that comes out of that community mm-hmm. is bad stuff.
I know.
It's crime and bad things.
We were founded in 2010, and one of the goals of our association has always been to change the narrative. If you just was to hashtag good in Inglewood, you would see over 2,000 or 3,000 pictures of good in Inglewood activities that's happening within the community. This kind of sets us back that, again, our community is highlighted again for the violence and the negative that is really a very small percentage of the people living in this community. It's 30,000 people in this community, and you're talking about not even 1% of the individuals who are actually committing crime.
Right. And, you know, again, it goes back to what don't we talk about
yeah.
when it comes to an area like Inglewood? There are some great things going on there. I've interviewed people
yeah.
in Inglewood, and they're doing, like, you know, you talk about arts
yeah.
and even education. I mean, there are some really talented, beautiful people
yeah.
that are doing some great stuff in Inglewood.
It is. I mean, that's one of the things that we are so happy about with RAGE, is that these are residents who have so many talents and passions and want to share it in order to uplift the community. So you're talking about journalists and teachers and
yeah.
DJs and, I mean, just the whole gamut, and just working class people who are, we choose, myself, we choose to live in this community. And we know that geographically it's in a great place in Chicago. We know that that it's on the rise and things are happening at a slow pace, but violence is not the only factor that is happening in our community. And I was even telling a friend of mine, I said, if I felt like this was Chi-Raq, wouldn't we be hearing gun bullets, you know, shootings every day?
Mm-hmm.
We should hear it every day that we're coming out of our house. We should be dodging a bullet. And that's just not the reality.
And I keep going back to what the media portrays. And I think
yeah.
about the CNN documentary
yep.
or whatever you want to call that
yeah.
thing, whatever it was, Chicagoland, I think.
Yeah.
The name
That's
of
right.
it was, and you know, it's like every moment that they were in Inglewood,
yeah,
you felt like you were scared for your life.
Of course.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, is this really how it is in Inglewood? And the answer is no.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, believe me, and your callers or your listeners might say, oh, they're crazy. You know, it's violence every time. It is people who have interpersonal conflicts on these blocks. And then the thing about Chicago, everything is a block by block situation.
Yeah.
It is some blocks that these people know not to go on the block. No, nothing is going to happen. No traffic. And it's some blocks where this kind of behavior is allowed. What people are not understanding is that the media reports on shootings more than anything. And so it does paint a picture that this is the only thing happening in a community. And that's just not, that's not the case.
Right. If we played the word association game and I said Inglewood to any Chicago, yep. And they, oh man, no, can't go there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But again, you talk about the issue of violence, and let's be honest, there's a violence problem in Inglewood, but there's a violence problem in Wicker Park. There's a violence problem in Lakeview. There's a violence problem in Rogers Park. So violence is all over Chicago.
Right.
This is not just to one specific area.
Yeah.
But in your community, okay, let's talk about Inglewood and that area. When we talk about issues of violence and strife, I mean, how do we get to the core of this? Because this is something that I think neighborhoods have to address.
Right, right.
How do we do it in Inglewood?
Well, I know if you first got to look at the landscape of Inglewood and see that, you know, what's really alarming is that 40% of the people live below the poverty level.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a really high percentage of non-homeowners, people who are really struggling day to day. And, you know, we have schools that are not doing the best. And so education is a factor. Unemployment is a factor. You know, the way people are raised and thinking that certain behaviors are the norm is a factor. And I think those are the kind of conversations that I will hope to be in a movie like this, but I have a feeling it may not. And so I think when we really start thinking about, you know, and I've always said this before, if Inglewood fails, the city of Chicago fails. So we are not separate. We're not on a separate island. We're in the city of Chicago. It is working class people, just like anywhere in Wicker Park, who go to school, you know, go to school, have degrees, or whatever the case may be. But it's just a small group that gets way more attention than these kind of working class folks who are in the neighborhood who are just trying to live, you know, and just raise their families.
No, I totally agree. And someone once told me, and I will never forget this, that 99.95% of people in Chicago as a whole are just trying to make it and have a good life.
That's right.
They're not trying to get everybody else.
Right.
They're just trying to have a good life, enjoy Chicago, enjoy the United States, and enjoy life.
Right.
And what we hear about is such a fraction of the general population that we are just conditioned to think like, oh, that place or that place. Man, it must stink down there.
You know, and it just for us to work with the schools and the high schoolers and to be in a school with over hundreds of young people and knowing that they are in college, studying, working, getting service learning hours, you know, coming to help us on our blocks. That is our norm. I mean, believe it or not, that's our norm. And so it just, it bothers me when the media portrays this image, you know, because yes, a shooting happened, but every single, that's the only thing that you report on. And we just, I just want it to be balanced. And I think for us to do, for us in Inglewood, if the people who live there are conditioned to think this way, they would never do anything to help uplift it. And so that's always our challenge. It's really not trying to debate with, you know, the Spike Lees or the media. It's like, how do we uplift the people who live there to not think that this is the norm and to know that this not is not the norm? And our members are residents all over Greater Inglewood and West Inglewood and in Inglewood. And so we all share the same thing. Like, okay, yes, we heard of an incident that may have been unfortunate, but this is not we don't have this conversation every day.
Right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll talk more about this issue of Chirac and the movie that Spike Lee is planning to do about black on black violence here in Chicago. And we'll take your calls as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number. 312-981-7200. Aisha Butler is the president of the Resident Association of Greater Inglewood. The website is rageinglewood.org. It's an acronym, we should say. That's right. Spell it out. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Steven filling in for Amy Guth right here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Mike Steven here with you in the Allstate Showcase studio until 2 in the morning, filling in for Amy Guth on the Red Eye Remix. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the studio, talking about the new Spike Lee movie that's coming out that he's planning to film about black-on-black violence here in Chicago and specifically Inglewood. He wants to call it Chirac. Not everyone is cool with that name. Aisha Butler is the president of the Resident Association of Greater Inglewood. The acronym for that organization is RAGE, and she is here with me in the Allstate Showcase studio. The issue of this movie, we don't know exactly what it's going to cover, but we have sort of a general idea, sort of a documentary style.
Yeah, movie. That's what I've heard before, and I do know it has been confirmed that the majority of it will be based in Inglewood. So they actually are coming to our community to do the filming and those type of things there.
312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. Let's talk to Tony. Tony is a police officer, formerly in the Inglewood beat. Tony, how are you?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing okay. What's up?
Well, I just think a lot of times we hear the media, and we don't hear the people like Tisha and the people who are always out there, myself included. It sickens. People have, you know, there's a lot of misnomers about police officers. I particularly am a white police officer. Mm-hmm. And it sickens me to see any child shot and killed. Mm-hmm. I just need to think this movie, Chirac, maybe will bring some attention. Say maybe finally all parties, police, parents, community leaders, politicians, the judges should sit down and try to find some kind of an answer to this. I've been doing this for 25 years now. I worked the mean streets of Robert Taylor, Cabrini, the rest of them, Inglewood, et cetera. And it sickens me to see the newspaper articles, which continue liking to pound and try to continue with the hatred one-on-one or group-on-group. It's not a white-black issue. It's a let's-save-the-children issue, and let's try to find some kind of common goal. Locking them up doesn't always work. Sometimes you got to get that parent out there to put that size 12 where the sun don't shine to keep these kids in the street.
That's true. And, you know, you bring up a good point, Tony. I mean, obviously, you're out there, you're working hard for the good of everybody, right? You don't want to see anybody shot, regardless of what neighborhood they live in. And it goes to the larger issue. And I think, Aisha, that's what you're talking about here. Right. We talk about a larger issue of violence across the city. And I know, Tony, you're seeing that. We, as a cop, cops all over the city of Chicago see this issue, don't they?
Well, the problem is this. You know, before, people would turn, normal people, not police, because like I say, I've always been sickened by it when a child who has a future is just senselessly killed. But before, let's face it, the people with the money and with the homes who don't need a squad car every three blocks to keep the people from killing each other up north, now it's coming up north, and all of a sudden people are saying, oh, maybe we should do something about it. Well, maybe you should have done something about it 20 years ago when it was a problem only in Englewood and Austin. Now it's everywhere in the city, and now all of a sudden some of the fringe groups, oh, we've got to do something about it. We should have done it then, but we still have time to save these kids. We need the parents to get involved, okay? It's not just, it doesn't work just having a kid. How about finding out it's dark outside? Where is my kid at? Why is he or she not inside the house?
Right. Right. Hey, Tony, I appreciate it. And by the way, I appreciate all your work, man. I know you're working hard out there, and I appreciate you giving us a call.
And Tisha, you keep up the good work over there. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. But, you know, it's a good point. The parent issue, I think, is huge. And the reality of it, I know that there is a large single parent population in some of these low income areas.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the family situation is sometimes tough at home.
Right.
And that carries into schools. And what are you going to do in the school? I mean, this is a really multi-layered issue.
Yeah, this is a completely systematic and a structural issue. It's way deeper than just, you know, a kid is just mad on the street and decides to shoot someone. This is generational. And it's an outcome of our system. It's an outcome of the fact that resources are scarce in a community like Inglewood. It's an outcome that the schools are failing in a community like Inglewood. So these are just products of like this kind of system that really is the American way. And this is what happens. And you know, and that's what I do hope happens with the film, that it goes deeper than just like some people hanging on the block and saying, hey, I'm mad at him and I pulled my gun. I hope it does kind of dig into some of the generational systematic issues that our community, like Inglewood and other, you know, Detroit or wherever else, face. And I'm hoping that's what Spike Lee does. I just still feel that the name just generalizes the entire city of Chicago, and it generalizes a community as if we are living in a war zone. And I would hate for people to think already, they already think that anyway, mm-hmm. and this is just feeding into it. It's not like this hasn't been done before. This has been done before, but I'm hoping that it goes a little bit deeper.
312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. Area code 773 texted, and that individual said that, you know, we have gang issues on the north side, believe it or not. I wish Spike Lee would have shined the light on all neighborhoods and not just put it all on Inglewood. So it goes back to your early point. Let's talk to Eddie on line one. Eddie's calling from the southwest side. Eddie, thanks for calling WGN.
Yeah, and I want to add on that the movie should have been made about why only downtown and Lincoln Park are only doing very well. Now all the other neighborhoods are doing bad. I mean, there's shootings and there's lack of jobs. It shouldn't just be the south, the west and south side. I mean, it's all over. It's white, Latino. If you don't have jobs, this is what happens.
Right. So there's the economic part of this. I mean, and that's across the city.
Yeah. Yeah. We're probably one of the highest in terms of percentage of unemployment. So you have a lot of people not working. So like they were just saying, the parents and the young person being out. I mean, half of them, that population, which is still a small number of the people in Inglewood, are not actually working. So, or not workable. You know, it's very difficult for them to actually get a job.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200. Again, our phone and our text line. Speaking of the economy, Roger from Naperville is on the line. Roger, welcome to WGN.
Yes, thank you. Great topic. I wanted to, you know, emphasize business that is in the Inglewood area would like to see more African American owning their, you know, owning the business. I mean, it reflects the neighborhood. I mean, once you have businesses that are owned by the, and I'm not saying anything bad about the other, you know, the Asians or the Middle Eastern or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to have businesses that are owned by these, that will make, if somebody comes to your business and sees somebody behind the counter is an African American, will respect the your, because there are beautiful people there in Inglewood. You're right about it. Just and another factor is you have University of Chicago, one of the most prominent universities in the world. And they are in the South Side area. Mm-hmm. Why don't they develop a little bit more on the Inglewood side, like opening an IT facility for the students can come and after school and learn some more computer science of thing. You know, they have so much economic, even President Michelle Obama used to be sitting in the Board of Trustees, you know.
Right.
The South Side is beautiful. You know, if you look to the Lake Shore area, you look to the whole part of the area, and the problem is Chicago is very segregated. Yes, we have had in the 60s, you had, you know, Anglos, and why not now let's let the Asians come to the South Side, and let's see, you know, they tried starting from 35th Street, but they can't even move up, you know, up to the 55th Street or whatever. They have all that land available. I don't know what the city of Chicago wants to do. They tore down all those buildings. You know, let the Asians community come in and see what we can do. You know, I mean, the part of the South Side, it reflects on the businesses. You know, the kids don't see any opportunity. They don't see, you know, you hope that we had an African-American president from the area, but nobody's going to talk about it. You know, you know, we should have the universities more involved. They have the highest Nobel Prize winner. The universities can open campuses. They can open facilities where the students can come and do their education. Why do we keep closing all these schools? What was the reason of closing all these schools in the poor neighborhood?
Right.
You know, there's so much factor. You know, I'm just, because I've been in the South Side for the last 30, 35 years, and I've seen it. And I've seen how majority of the businesses, you know, what can a cop do? You know, a cop can, you know, he can just, you know, it all it depends on what are you going to do for the community.
Right.
You know, open the learning center. It frustrates me because it's like a cycle. It's a cycle. We cannot stop the cycle.
Roger, I appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. Man, thank you so much. You raised a bunch of great points. Yeah. I'm just up against the clock here. Aisha, I know we've just sort of scratched the surface about this issue, but you, with your organization, again, Resident Association of Greater Inglewood, also known as RAGE, you guys are doing some great work.
Thank you.
RAGEInglewood.org. And I think the conversation is worth having. This is a very important conversation. So this is just the beginning
of
this whole process.
Yeah, we've had several already conversations about this, and probably at our village meeting on May 19th, we will probably bring this up again. Because Inglewood residents, I think a lot of times they just feel like their voice isn't heard, and everyone comes to our community and do whatever they want to do without actually talking to the real people who are doing great things in the area. And I think they're frustrated about that.
Yeah, well, I tell you, RAGEInglewood.org, that's the website. There are some great things going on in your community. I really applaud what you are doing, bringing these issues to the table. Again, Aisha Butler, the president of the Resident Association of Greater Inglewood. Thank you for coming by the studio.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. It was a fun time.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Very important issues that you're working on. Yes. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a very quick break and come back and get a look at the news here on 720 WGN.